and we're talking about his podcast. It's called David Tennant Does a Podcast With. It's the second series now, so you're up there now, aren't you? What was it like before you started doing it? Did you think, I can't do this?
Oh, absolutely. It was something that started a weird conversation I had with my agent where we were talking about podcasts and how much we liked it. I sort of indulged a fantasy about having my own podcast. And before I knew it, she'd arranged a meeting with people who knew how to make these things. So it sort of happened a little bit by accident. And we did the first series calling in a lot of people I knew on the first lot. Then there was always a notion we might do another series of them and who would be on it and da da da. And again, probably because I found myself locked in my house like the rest of the world, and because one can do these things remotely now, there was suddenly an opportunity to do some more. So it's all been a bit accidental, the whole podcast, but I've really enjoyed it. And Jim Parsons, for instance, is not someone I've ever even met. But because he's locked in his house in upstate New York and I'm locked in my house in West London, suddenly these things are possible. And he was just one of these delightful human beings that you meet across a Zoom call.
They do sound like you're chatting with friends, even those people, as you say, that you've never met before. I mean, they're very relaxed, whether it's Ian McKellen spilling coffee or James Corden talking about things that we didn't know about his career beforehand. Yeah. Is that not a conscious thing then? Do you not just sit there and set out to have a chat? Because that's what it sounds like, and it's brilliant.
Well, that's what you're aiming for, I suppose. I mean, we give ourselves lots of time, so we're allowed to kind of go down dead ends, and it's not like we have to do a tight five. It all sort of rambles, and that's allowed, and then hopefully we just get the best bits of that. And it does ideally feel quite relaxed and like a conversation. And I think, again, because I'm not a journalist, I don't really have an agenda, so hopefully that allows people to feel they can be quite free and quite relaxed, and they can just talk about whatever comes up.
Just talk just a little bit as we go about acting and the theatre now that we hopefully might soon be coming out of COVID-19. Hopefully, maybe, I don't know, it might be the spring of next year, it might be the summer. Where are we at in terms of theatre, do you think?
The theatre only really exists, the live theatre, if you can have a room full of people. So this particular nasty virus that we are all dealing with, it's diametrically opposed to the notion of theatre, isn't it? If people can't sit next to each other, theatre can't really happen in the traditional sense. So we all just hope for a way out of it. The theatre in this country is one of our biggest industries. It's a huge engine for economic recovery. So we all just hope that we can get to a stage where we can fill rooms full of people who can enjoy live theatre. It's a very specific thing that is unfortunately specifically affected by social distancing. There's no immediately obvious way out of that, but we all just strive to find it and hope that, as you say, that maybe by the spring. I was supposed to be doing a play starting in a couple of months. That's now been pushed to next year. So I just hope, I pray that we'll get to a stage where we can put that on, and this fantastic, economically and culturally, it's so important to our country.
Yeah, absolutely. The second series of David Tennant Does a Podcast With is available now across all major podcast platforms.
Yeah.
In this bunch, we've got Jim Parsons, as we mentioned, Dame Judi Dench, Tim Minchin, George Takei. And every time I interview him, he always says, because I used to think it was Takei, didn't you? It's Takei.
That's right, with his extraordinary voice.
Oh, what a voice. I know, exactly. And Brian Cox. So, David Tennant Does a Podcast With, second series coming up. And anything coming up on TV soon that you did before lockdown?
I did a show for ITV about Dennis Nilsson, a rather different thing. And we just got that finished just before lockdown. So I think that's due on ITV next month.
Okay, all right, we'll look out for it. Thanks very much, David. Stay safe and we'll see you soon, hopefully. David Tennant, everybody.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you very much.